Hi, I'm Melanie Barr. Welcome to the She Built It Experience with Melanie. You're here because you want to experience the life and business that you crave. Join me as I talk to women who have successfully built it, a career and business that they love. We dive into the topic of how they built it and talk about everything from having the courage to make career leaps to the details of how to lead effectively, create successful teams, implement strategies for growth, and infuse tech innovation. Magic happens when we focus on the part of ourselves and our business that brings us joy. So let's dive in. Interview Connections founder and president Jessica Rhodes invented the podcast guest booking industry. When she started booking podcast interviews for private clients in 2013, there were no other services like it in the market. While most other podcast companies just focused on getting you booked, Interview Connections' team of in-house booking agents and strategists get you booked on highly targeted shows and provide the training and coaching to help you monetize your visibility. Thank you so much for joining me today, Jessica.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here.
Please tell us who you are and what gave you the idea and the courage to make your leap to launch Interview Connections.
I am the founder of Interview Connections. I have been an entrepreneur for 8 years. And what gave me the courage to start my business and become a self-employed entrepreneur was being a mom. I worked for a nonprofit organization. And when I got pregnant, I was like, I'm going to be home. And I really didn't know what other job I would take because I knew I wanted to be home. My dad is an entrepreneur. He has a business coaching company. And he said, why don't you be a virtual assistant? I've just been working at this nonprofit for 6 years, became director of the office that I was in. So it was nonprofit, but essentially kind of climbing that ladder. And then the idea of being a virtual assistant, I was like, eh. But when you become a mom, you're like, well, this is not really about me anymore, right? So you do what is going to allow your motherhood dreams to come true. So I said, sure, I'll do that. And it took me not very much time to realize I'm an entrepreneur. I read Carrie Wilkerson's book, The Barefoot Executive. But that just opened my eyes to the business possibilities and potential of having my own business and being a mom and being home and not missing out. So it was really my motivation to be the best mom that I could be that said, okay, I can do this.
I think that's a time in a lot of women's lives where they stop and think, okay, what do I really want in my life? And what do I mm-hmm. want to do? And what do I want to build? And what do I want to create? I had that moment where all of a sudden having kids and having a baby slowed me down. It made me stop and sit because you're sitting with this being and the being's not talking to you and you love it, but there's no conversation happening. So it gives you a lot of time to really think and put things into perspective.
I love it. I don't know what it's like to be an entrepreneur without kids because having kids is what got me to start my business. It's always been with little ones. My kids are 6 and 8 years old now, but I'm so thankful for that because I am a high achiever. I set really high goals. I go for them. I don't stop, but they force me to stop. They really keep me grounded and allow me to be present. I'm not always good at it, but they do remind me just by being here that, okay, there's more to life than this business.
Yes. And they also bring in the humor too. My twins are about to turn 8. So around the same age, and they just say the funniest things and kind of pop you out of your day.
Yeah. And I love it. I love, you know, trying to share with them what I'm doing. I love asking them what they think I do. They're like, you podcast.
I love it, right? Yeah. So they ever grab your microphone? Mine grab my microphone sometimes and, you know, yes. Have their own show.
I was about to record our podcast yesterday and I'm sitting down and I'm like, oh, wait a second. My microphone was over on the couch because Lucy will take it and she'll play with it. And then she'll start unscrewing it. I'm like, no.
I need that to work next time I go to do something.
Exactly.
What are the services that you offer? And if you could turn back time, what is one thing that you wish you would have known when you started your business and why?
We offer a service where we book entrepreneurs as guests on podcasts and we provide all the strategy and support they need to monetize the mic. We saw that there was a big need in the podcast booking space that wasn't just podcast booking, but also how to monetize, how to make sure that the interviews people are doing are leading to revenue, leading to leads, and worth the entrepreneur's time. So we've crafted our services to fill that gap. We also do business coaching. We launched a business coaching and mastermind program as well. My business partner, Margie, and I have scaled our business to multi-seven figures with over 20 employees. So we like to take all of our lessons learned and help other entrepreneurs who are scaling their service-based businesses learn from us. And if I could go back in time, I think to pinpoint it, I wish I knew way early on that having in-house full-time employees is the key to achieving freedom in your business. I did switch over. I built a team of contractors and virtual assistants for many years and then switched over to having employees in 2017. And as most entrepreneurs can probably relate to, there was that fear of like, can I afford payroll? Do I need benefits? Do I understand the world of being an employer? I know I'm a good business owner. I'm good at sales and marketing and doing this service, but can I be an employer? And if I could go back in time and knowing what I know now, it's actually not that scary. There's plenty of people and experts and service providers from accountants to HR consultants, payroll services that are there to help you with all the things you don't know how to do. And having full-time employees has been the greatest thing for our business.
That's such good advice because you can think, oh, I should probably be doing some of these things myself, but you should get out from underneath them so that you can do the things in your business that bring you joy and that drive revenue and that drive profit. But you're right, it can be scary to make that leap as far as payroll.
Yeah.
You know, and moving forward.
Yeah. And what I found, because with contractors, they're typically charging a much higher hourly rate than an employee because you're not covering any of their taxes. You're not giving them any benefits. So, I mean, a virtual assistant could be $50, $80, $100 an hour because they're specialized. And so I had, you know, I think at our peak, we had 12 1099 contractors that were all sending their invoices at the end of each month. So what we found was it was actually more expensive than having a full-time employee who I could control the hours they worked. I was in control of the results that they were producing, and we were able to improve the quality of the service because I could be in control of how they were delivering their service versus just sending me an invoice for getting a certain number of bookings, which is what it looked like before we had employees.
You mentioned that you have an in-house team that doesn't just book guests on any podcast, but they specifically target for the right fit. Tell us about your strategy for managing your team and why is that important to you?
Yeah, so our strategy for managing our team is we really develop our team to be experts in this strategy. And that's part of why we wanted to have employees is we want to make sure our team and our booking agents and our show researchers and our client care reps really understand the whole approach, that they're not just people just kind of delivering one thing. They can talk intelligently about the whole strategy and the program. So when we hire a booking agent, they go into a 30-day boot camp where they're learning all the ins and outs of the business, the strategy, how we do what we do, why we do what we do, who are the clients we work with, what are their goals, what are their needs, what are their pain points, how do we solve all that? So before a booking agent that we hire really does any of the work, they're going through a lot of training in that first month. And then we are meeting with our team. You know, every team has a daily meeting. They're doing pace check-ins with their leads. They're doing one-on-ones and trainings with their team leads. So there's a lot of effort and work that goes into developing our team members so then they can deliver an amazing service to our clients.
You have sent me some guests and I get so many emails every day about potential guests for the podcast. And I know when I open up Interview Connections, 99% of the time, it's someone that I want to have on the show.
I'm so happy to hear that.
So what you're saying is really, it's really happening.
Yeah, we have a lot of systems on the back end that allow us to pitch the right guests to the right host. We've probably asked you, you know, what types of guests are you looking for? And that's something that we do regularly. Of course, we'll find shows and look at who they're interviewing and the topic of the show and pitch people. But we also are every single day reaching out to hosts, just asking, who are you looking for? And then hosts say, I'm looking for these type of guests. And then all of our booking agents come together. Okay, I have this person. I have this person. And we like hand select and send a customized list of people that we think are a good fit rather than saying, here's all of our clients. And then you have to do all that work to figure out who's the right fit.
Right. That's really smart. It makes it so much easier on the host. And then when the host sees your emails, they think, oh, who are they sending our way today? Which makes it so much easier for the guest and the host.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
To you, how does being a podcast guest or host amplify someone's business message and story?
So the biggest way that being a podcast guest and host amplifies their message is people are able to feel a sense of connection with the person that they're hearing. When you follow someone on social media, I like to say it's sort of two-dimensional. You're seeing their pictures, you're seeing what they're writing. Maybe you can even see like a little 15-second clip if they're doing an Instagram story. And videos are great, you know, not bashing videos. That's an amazing way to establish that connection. But there's nothing quite like listening to a full 45-minute, 30-minute conversation between a host and a guest. For the listener, if they subscribe to that show, for your listeners that are listening to all of your episodes, they have very high trust in you. They know that you're not going to bring someone on the podcast that you don't believe in, that you don't think is a trusted resource for that person's expertise. My exposure here to all of your listeners is that much more effective as opposed to just them finding me on Google and being like, let me evaluate this person. So you have that tacit endorsement from the host, you have that trust already built in, and people are listening in their earbuds, in their car, they're really consuming the content long form, which they get so much more information than just something that's in a really short form.
Mm-hmm. It's so great that you can get to know someone's story. And you want to buy from someone, honestly, once you know who they are, and you trust them, and you know more about them.
Yeah, I like that too, that with podcasts, you really get to share your story and share your background. And just like in this interview, being able to share that, you know, I worked for a nonprofit and I'm a mom and all of that, that's not information that's necessarily in my marketing collateral. But for somebody to hear me on a podcast and hear that aspect of my story, if it's a mom or a dad, like they'll feel more of a sense of connection knowing that I value being with my kids. Like it's those little things that people want to do business with people that they align with value-wise. And so podcasts are the perfect place to share that.
What is one thing that your business has done for your clients that you didn't realize would happen?
The first story that popped into my mind, we have a client named Jyotsna, and after about 6 to 9 months into her contract with us, we were asking her like, how's it been going? What type of results are you seeing? And she goes, she has an agency style business. And she goes, I'm actually learning so much being your client. And I've had multiple clients say this. They're like, oh, I love your onboarding. What form and what automation are you using that brings me to the contract, that gets me the welcome email? So that's been really cool because we have spent so much time and money and effort with the systems of actually how to deliver a done-for-you service and improve the client experience. And so I love when clients say, oh, I'm actually learning from you just by being your client, going through the experience of how you schedule the calls with you, like all of that. So that's been really fun because yes, we have a business coaching program. They can invest in our business coaching, but just by being a client of our agency, they're learning about how we run the business, which is cool.
So I love that story. And I love that you mentioned her because I am actually now a client of hers.
Oh my God. I love that.
So it's really working.
Yes.
So I am just starting the process and I can let you know how it goes.
Oh my God. Amazing. I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Happy self-publishing.
Yes.
Just a little plug.
What are a few tips that you can give us for having a good podcast interview as a guest or being an incredible host if you have a podcast?
Yeah. So, okay. So let's talk, I'll give a couple of tips on how to be a great guest. So the first thing is what you're doing before the interview, get yourself centered. So to really give a good podcast interview, you have to be present. You have to be able to sink into the conversation. You have to be listening. And as business owners, we're in different modes throughout the day. In my day to day, I've had meetings with the team. I've had calls with my coach. Those are different sides of my brain. I would say that I'm using different energy levels. So the 30 minutes before this interview, I went outside. I have chickens. I'm watching them. I'm like, I had to get myself centered because if I'm going to show up and give a great interview, I can't be rushing from my team meeting into this. So that's number one. Make sure you have time in your calendar to be centered and present so you can show up and be your best. The other thing would be just sharing stories. Make sure you're dropping people into moments. You're sharing about yourself. Sometimes there can be a lack of confidence where people just want to like give the best answers and tips and all of that, but share about yourself, share your personality. And lastly, know when to end your answer. And this is comes with practice. You don't want to ramble on so long, but you also don't want to give answers that are super short because the host is going to be like, I need 50 questions just to fill this interview. So just make sure that you know when you've given enough information and then pause and let the host jump in.
So speaking of getting to know you, you mentioned you have chickens.
I do. Oh my gosh, Mel. Okay. So I moved here to North Smithfield, Rhode Island in June. We lived in the city in Providence and we just totally turned our life around, left the city life to essentially have a little farmette. We have 3 cats. We have 5 chickens. I had a foster dog for about a month and I love it. I love it so much. We want to get goats. We're thinking about where are we going to put more livestock? So
I love it.
It's so meditative to just have chickens and we get their eggs every day and they're so fun. And
fresh eggs would be amazing. And the space, right? We are so busy in your business and we're also connected virtually that having the space when you're done with all that has to be amazing.
Yeah. It's very grounding and it's helped me so much just mentally and emotionally and physically. It's great. So highly recommend chickens.
I love it. Our family fell in love with Heartland. It's a story of a horse whisperer through COVID because it was something we could watch as a family. My 7-year-old twins could watch it too. And so horses and just so much nature. And I think it was a happy, positive story. We needed something happy and positive because so much was not happy and positive. And there was a little, you know, too much togetherness at times. I know people either went one way where they didn't see anyone, but we had a little too much togetherness at times. But seeing the show and the horses just really helped us through that time. So I see how being where you are is probably so nice.
Yeah, definitely. I'm so grateful.
Magic happens when we focus on the part of ourselves and our business that brings us joy. What is one tip that you can leave with us today about how you find and live your joy?
My tip is to do the thing that you have been thinking about doing but haven't done because you don't feel like it's important enough or you don't have time for it. And I'm going to give you an example because I have done this. So I have been thinking for years, I should take a dance class. I did musical theater when I was a kid, took dance class when I was in high school because I was doing musical theater and I thought I wanted to go to college for theater, but I loved learning how to dance. And I'm 33. So for the last, 10, 15 years, I'm like, I should get back. I should take dance class. I've been thinking about it forever. And finally, the dance studio that my daughter goes to now posted that they are doing an adult tap dance class. And I was like, I'm going to do it. I need to stop like thinking because I never would prioritize my own hobbies, right? I'm a mom. I'm a business owner. Like I don't have time for hobbies. No. So I stopped it. I signed up and I got to tell you, I've only had 2 classes. I'm having the most fun. I'm having so much fun. Find your inner child. That's where you're going to find the most joy.
Yes. I have fallen in love with Peloton and Cody Rigsby has the Mickey Mouse tattoo. He said it reminds him of his inner child and to not be so serious all the time. So I love what you're saying. And I love that you just made that leap to take that dance class because it's probably so freeing. So like nothing else you do during the day.
It totally, like yesterday, my day was so packed, just like a million things. And then I had my dance class at 7 last night. And then, but when I stopped working around 5 or whatever, I put on my tap shoes and I just practiced the 25-second routine. It took me so long to practice it. But then actually getting it down, I felt so good. And awesome. I have to say, I don't do Peloton, but I've gotten to know Cody Riggs because I watch Dancing with the Stars and he's on it right now. I don't know if you're watching it, but we're super into it here in the Rhodes house. So
yes. And he's my favorite. He's so good.
Yes. Yeah. And she has a podcast, his pro, Cheryl. She has a podcast where she debriefs it. So I've been loving listening to that too.
I'll have to check that out. I love Cody. He makes the workouts not boring.
He's so fun. I like see his little videos on TikTok and stuff like that. People post like little clips of it. I think there's an account called like Peloton Mom and they always post his clips and they're so funny. Yeah, I really want to get a rower because I'm super into that. I'll use the Concept 2 rower at the Y. So that's another tip. Like, find your workout thing and do it.
Yes. As a mom, I struggled for so long. I couldn't get consistent. And then finally with Peloton, I'm like, okay, I could do anything for 20 minutes. I scroll on my phone for 20 minutes. So I started with that because I ran marathons before having the kids. And then after the kids, I couldn't get consistent. And now I'm up to doing 45 minutes a day and I feel great.
So. Yeah, I'm like that with the rower every day. I'm like, okay, I'm going to add a minute. Every time I do it, I add a minute. And even if it's a bad day and I'm like, I do five, it's such a good full body workout in that short amount of time that I still feel good about it.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's a full body. I see why the rowing would be good.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Jessica. This has been such a fun and inspiring conversation. Love the business that you have built and are continuing to build and grow. Can you please tell our listeners how and where they can find you?
Yeah. So we have, if you're interested in podcast guesting, we have a free training on our Monetize the Mic 3-part framework. And that is at monetizethemictraining.com. So monetizethemictraining.com. And you can apply to get that free training. So it's for, you know, entrepreneurs that want to learn how to monetize their podcast interviews. So I would love to see you over there at Interview Connections. And you can find me, Jessica Rhodes, on any of the social platforms. I'm LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram.
If you are new to She Built It, we'd love for you to join us. We offer community memberships, masterminds, innovative virtual events, and meaningful connections to entrepreneurs and corporate leaders. Please also check out our She Built It shop, curated products from women-owned businesses who put their heart and soul into their beautiful and innovative products. We offer She Built It business consulting and the She Built It blog. Thank you to everyone around the world who joined today. Thank you to my editor, Rich Streffolino. Please download and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And until next time, together, let's let nothing stop us from experiencing the life that we crave.